Hey, howdy and happy day. Left-wing wackos, they just don't get better. We got to get a vaccine for them. Let's look at New York State. They've blocked yet another school district from enacting a transgender bathroom ban. So many places have come up and said, you can't do this, we ban it. And the state comes in and said, you can't ban it. And yet Trump, the federal government, has said, you can't do that. Go away. And so they're suing everybody, More than 4,000 active court cases going on between the federal government and various states and people in the states and so on. I mean, I got to say, you know, no state law, no law should allow a man, a great big man, any size of man for that matter, to identify as a girl and to be able to go into the bathroom. I mean, some father's going to put him in a handicapped bathroom. I mean, come on already. This continues to go on in the left wing. They just won't let it go. I mean, even with the laws changed and everything in their, you know, not in their favor, they continue to do what they try to do. I mean, I'm stumbling because it's so hard for me to even imagine, because all these people have daughters and sisters and wives and mothers, and they want men sharing the bathroom with them. I mean, hey, we'll never understand. But if you go woke, you also go broke. Look at Jaguar. I've owned three Jags. I was going to get another new Jag last year, and I learned that all 2025 Jaguars are going to be electric. And I said, wow, what about me? So I didn't buy one. I guess no one else did either. Their sales were down. Can you believe this? A staggering 98%. 98%. In April of 2025, they sold 49 vehicles. 49? I mean, this is around the world. I mean, wow. They used to sell thousands, 49. 98% down. I mean, electric vehicles by 2025, and other companies, you know, like BMW and others, they looked at this and said, oh, oops, we're going to make sure that we don't do that. We're going to offer both electric and gas. And their sales have gone up. And Jag, good luck. I mean, how do you recover from 98%? I mean, firstly, get over your politics, because that's all it is. I mean, what about a consumer? You're supposed to do things because the customer wants certain things. Instead, they act like this. Now let's swing over to immigration. So many people, conservative people that I know, they say illegal immigrants should all be deported, except for this guy, because he's a nice fella and he's been here for 10 years. And I hear that a lot. Once I rode with the chairman of a major airline company, and we sat together, and he said to me, his immigration is terrible. He talked like I talked, but at the end, he said, I've got the same gardeners that had for 20 years, and they have to stay. I said, why? What makes you so special? He went on and on about it. I mean, this selective kind of stuff, it doesn't work. It's just bad. And the other day in Nevada, I was hiking up a mountain. And there was a woman there, and she was actually from Montreal, Canada. And she said many people were leaving Quebec because of the language thing. And then she also said many people also were leaving America. And they want to leave America. And to which I said, she had already done a lot of liberal kind of worries, to which I said, good, I hope they go. And she was quite startled. And I said, well, come on, we'll do a trade with you in Canada. I said, it's pretty simple. You send all of your free enterprisers to us, and we'll send all the communists to you. And so Canada is kind of going that direction anyway, but there still are a lot of good, you know, kind of conservative people in Canada. So they might as well come to the US of A. And anyway, she was quite taken back and didn't quite know how to argue. And I said, come on, baby, just try me, because I would sure like to hear the story. Now, I have a solution. Airlines have been losing money. And so I'm here to solve everybody's problem. I'm a capitalist, so I got this thing sorted out. Are y'all with me? Hang on, here it comes. How do you save an airline? It's, firstly, you fire or dump, pick your word. It's all of the male stewardesses, the attendants, right? Get rid of them. And then also get rid of the female attendants. So now there's no attendants. You replace them all with female strippers. This is pretty simple. I mean, they don't serve food anymore anyway, so you might as well have strippers, because what happens if you have a stripper? There's no loss in terms of the others. The strippers will triple, at least triple, the alcohol sales. So the airlines now make more money. Every businessman in the country now will start to fly again because they want to see naked women, right? And because of tips, female flight attendants, they don't need a salary. I mean, they'll make all kinds of money from those businessmen that I mentioned. So that saves even more money for the airlines. And Muslims, they'll be afraid now to get on airplanes for fear of seeing naked women. So there's no terrorist threats anymore. And there's no hijackings. And there's no political discussions that kind of swing the wrong direction. I mean, everything kind of comes to a screeching halt from that perspective. And there should be, you know, big, big revenues. I mean, this is a golden opportunity to turn this kind of liability into a big asset. So I'm here to save the world. I mean, why do I have to do everything for everybody? Y'all come back Happy flying.
See ya.